Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, I hope you think, oh, I'm going to run and get my Bible. And then when you get it, be turning your Bible to Genesis chapter 20. I left off in the last class reading this story about Abraham, and we know Abraham was a great man of faith. But there were times when even the great man of faith, Abraham, had weak faith and feared. And this was a time when Abraham had moved into the south part of the land of Canaan, and he was afraid of King Abimelech, and was afraid Abimelech would want to take his life because of the beauty of his wife, Sarah, and then take her to be his own wife. And so Abraham and Sarah got together and decided that they would deceive Abimelech and only tell him that Sarah was Abraham's sister and not that she was also his wife. And indeed, she was his half-sister, but it was deceptive. But the Lord intervened and took care of Abraham, even though his faith failed at this time. We can draw some comfort from this. Oh, we're sad that Abraham made mistakes, but you know, we make mistakes. And very often in our own mistakes, the Lord intervenes to look after us so that the worst consequences of our mistakes do not come to pass. And we can always turn to the God and seek forgiveness for our sins. And that is just the gracious God we have. In unknown ways, in many ways maybe we will never know, God intervenes in His promise, in His providence to protect us. We'll complete reading that story. We'll finish reading that story in Genesis chapter 20 in just a moment. You want to turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 20 where we read this. But as you do, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. You can drive from McMinnville to Biola and you will see the building off on your right. We have a sign out near the highway, and then you'll look off and you'll see the red brick building off the and behind the parking lot there. And we've got convenient parking and easy access. And we invite all of you to any of the services that you would like to attend. And we really invite you to come attend these services and see what reverence and respect we show toward God and His Bible. We have Bible study every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And then we worship according to the pattern that was set down in the New Testament, after the way the church in the New Testament worshiped. We don't add things to that worship, and we don't want to take things away from it. We want to worship the way they did. And we will do that on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And then we close the Lord's Day out at 6 p.m., Sunday evening worship. But then in the middle of the week, we'll gather together once again for a Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And as I say, all are welcome to all of these assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying the life of Abraham as it is with a guide that was given to us by E.A. Elam for the Sunday School of April the 8th, 1923. Now let me read to you the conclusion of this story about Abraham when he lied about Sarah being his wife. He tried to excuse himself somewhat. Abraham said to Abimelech, because I thought, this is Genesis 20 and verse 11, because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, that they will slay me for my wife's sake. And moreover, she is indeed my sister, the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is the kindness which thou shalt show unto me. In every place whither we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them to Abraham, and restored unto him Sarah, his wife. And Abimelech said, Behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleaseth thee. And unto Sarah he said, Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, it is for thee a covering of the eyes to all that are with thee, and in respect of all thou art righted. And Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For Jehovah had fast closed up all the wounds of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. From this we learn that to tell only a part of the truth and to withhold the rest in order to make a false impression is to lie. And that to speak the truth is always right and best. God was patient with Abraham, gentle and kind toward him, and led him on into full and implicit obedience. And with Abraham, God is God is merciful toward all and patient with all who are striving to serve him, although they may make many mistakes. Now, we want to start looking at the lesson and about the call that God made to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. There it says, Now Jehovah had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. Now this was not the original call. The first call of Abraham is not recorded in Genesis. Stephen says, The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said unto him, Get thee out of the land and from thy kindred, and come into the land what I will show thee. Acts chapter 7, verses 2 and 3. And by faith, Abraham obeyed God. This was a fertile country, but Abraham was called upon to leave it for the one he knew not of. He had been told he was going to a land flowing with milk and honey, even to a better country than the one he was leaving behind. It would have been different and difficult, but he went, not knowing whether he went. He was to leave his kindred in his father's house, his home and his friends, and go among strangers in a strange land. Abraham did this by faith, at once obeying God. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go into a place at which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, he became a sojourner in the land of promises, in a land not his own, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for the city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11, verses 8 through 10. This was a severe test of his faith, but he obeyed God. He did not obtain possessions in the land in his lifetime. As a sojourner he dwelt in it, as a land not his own. His descendants were to have it in full when the iniquity of the Amorites was full, Genesis chapter 15 and verse 16. But he gave him none inheritance in it, no, not so much as to set his foot on. And he promised that he would give it to him in his possession and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child, Acts chapter 7 and verse 5. Abraham even had to purchase the cave of Machpelah from Ephron the Hittite as a burial place. And we read about that in Genesis chapter 23, verses 2 through 20. It's an interesting transaction. It says in Genesis 23:1, And the life of Sarah was 120 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, the same as Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham rose up from before his dead and spake unto the children of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a sojourner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place, which I say that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my lord, thou art a prince of God among us, and the choice of our sepulchres bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. And Abraham rose up, and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth, and he communed with them, saying, If it be your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me, and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field, for the full price let him give it to me in the midst of you for possession of a burying place. Now Ephron was sitting in the midst of the children of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham and the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in the gate of his city, saying, Nay, my lord, hear me. The field I give thee, and the cave that is therein, I give it thee. In the presence of the children of my people, I give it thee. Bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed himself down before the people of the land. And he spake unto Ephron and the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt, I pray thee, hear me. I will give the price of the field. Take it of me. And I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying unto him, My lord, hearken unto me. A piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver, what is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron. And Abraham weighed unto Ephron the silver which he had named in the audience of the children of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. Genesis 23:17. So the field of Ephron, which is in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders thereof round about, were made sure to unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before that he went in at the gate of the city. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, the same is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for possession of a burying place by the children of Heth. And so you see by that story that Abraham did not receive of God the promise of the land that was promised to him, because it was promised to him through his seed. And even when it came for a place to bury his wife Sarah, Abraham purchased that land. And so that's how Abraham then came to possess the cave of Machpelah. Now Abraham's faith was a faith that looked to the future. Abraham served God and waited, because he looked for the city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God, we read in Hebrews. Jesus said, Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. John chapter 8 and verse 56. Abraham's faith looked beyond the earthly country and temporal blessings to the heavenly Jerusalem and the spiritual blessings. For not through the law was the promise to Abraham or his seed that he should be heir of the world, but through the righteousness which is of faith. Romans chapter 4 and verse 13. Abraham and his descendants confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims of the earth. And if they had been so disposed to have returned to that country from which they went out, they could have gone. But by remaining in Canaan, they say they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Hebrews chapter 11, 3 through 16. We should all have such a faith and look forward to our home in heaven as well.